This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever cried over? 585-252-9800. It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. That's 585-252-9800 for both the phone and the text line. In the almost 2 years that Breezy and I have been doing this show together, I know you've cried maybe 7 or 8 times. And yeah. Then I had a good cry at once.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we talk about real, raw, vulnerable things on the show, it gets emotional.
Very true. I can't say other shows are doing that. Can't say other shows are doing that.
Ain't that the truth?
So if you want to cry, come to PXY. That's our slogan. They've been asking us since August. What's your thing? What's your guys' thing? I'm like, crying? I don't know.
Yeah. If you want to cry.
What are you known for?
Come crying. To PXY. That's right.
B is not doing that.
So I didn't tell anyone this, but you know how I bought a new car last month?
Yeah.
Well, I had a really good cry when I had to say goodbye to my old one. It was an emotional experience. I was very overwhelmed. I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but I shed some tears because I felt like I was saying goodbye to a close friend who's just always been there for me. And one of the sales guys who works at the dealership caught me crying in the parking lot. It was a very vulnerable moment. And I saw that he saw me, so I had to quickly pretend that I had something in my eye, and he was totally not buying it. I'm just standing there in a parking lot at a dealership.
Oh, you weren't even in the car?
No. Just thinking about all the memories. All the times we had out in L.A. All the horrible dates I had to pick up and drive around.
That's crazy.
And
you were crying in the parking lot.
I started thinking, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever cried over? Because I already know there's hundreds of women listening right now who will be happy to admit that you have all cried at least once from being stuck in traffic. It was that overwhelming and frustrating. You broke down in the middle of 390. Well, you get it. You get it.
Yeah, listen, I think the shorter list is what I haven't cried over.
Probably.
Here's the thing about the stupid tears is like I black out after it happens. I'm like, no, I didn't cry about that.
It's so overwhelming and it takes such a toll on your body that you just completely, your body shuts down.
Yes.
To keep you from remembering it. What's the last thing you cried? Okay. Give us an example.
Okay. I think that it doesn't matter what it is that initially is making you cry. It's the buildup of said emotions. So like 150 things could have gone bad, right?
Sure.
But you spill ketchup on the counter. Now I'm sobbing.
Right.
Like it was a long journey to get here. I cry a lot at the frustration of other people. Like other people make me so frustrated.
It's crazy how you let them get to you like that.
It's not even that they're getting to me. It's just like I deal with one idiot and then I have to deal with the next. And then by the third one, I'm like, it's over. I'm breaking down. I'm screaming. I'm crying. I'm throwing up.
Well, have you cried yet this morning? Because I know your little friend is visiting us. It's that time of the month.
Oh my God. Well, I was crying last night in my apartment.
Why?
Because it was the last Tuesday Oliver spent in there.
Yeah, that's, I can see how. Look at all of our friends texting in. What's up, Sarah? Dropping my food and being so overtired that I started crying because I felt bad for said food. Because all food wants to do is be eaten, but instead it went to waste. I get that, Sarah.
I get that wholeheartedly.
Yes, the food.
I do want to be eaten. Yes. this person says, when I was 13, I cried to the episode of SpongeBob when Gary leaves SpongeBob for Patrick.
That is...
That's a tough watch. That's tough
heavy.
Scene.
It's heavy. What's up, Julie? Cried over a guy I thought I loved, but turns out I was crying over a pathetic, jobless, a psychopath who absolutely has nothing to offer a single person. My God, not you dating Hitler.
Oh my God, that is true. yeah. This person says, one time I cried because I pulled my Parmesan cheese out of the fridge and it was expired.
So can we just all agree majority of us have cried over food?
Yes, of course. This person says, I cried over my boyfriend playing Fortnite even though I told him he could play Fortnite.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Rich from Webster. Yesterday, my wife saw an ambulance pass and cried thinking about what kind of emergency the person inside had and if they were going to make it or not. Oh, what goes on?
When I was 8 months pregnant, I cried because my husband ate my last fresh slice of mozzarella. Sobbing.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that to a pregnant woman. Even I know that.
I had a complete mental breakdown sobbing for an hour because my dog threw up in my clean basket of laundry at 2 a.m. I get that.
That is tough.
I get that.
If you're just tuning in, Breezy and I are asking the question, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever cried over? Majority of our listeners, it has to deal with food. By the way, while we're on the subject, can you just tell people really quick what your latest Amazon purchase was? I can't get over this. I was thinking about it all night last night. Tell us what you bought for your new apartment. Because you're going to have roommates.
Oh, that can be its own break.
Yeah, sure. But can you just touch on it?
Yeah. I bought a Tupperware with a padlock on it because I don't want anyone eating my food.
It's literally a clear box.
Yeah.
And you keep food in, you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it has a padlock on it.
Yeah. Don't care. Can't take any chances, not pulling any punches.
I'm Moose and Breezy. I watched the movie Marley and Me the other night. Had a good cry for about 40 minutes. It was so sad, I can't believe the dog died.
Spoiler.
Didn't see the movie yet.
Spoiler. I cried last week because I told my fiance I would make him jalapeno popper dip, and then I changed my mind and didn't feel like it. I felt absolutely horrible, was sobbing. Then I found out I was pregnant a few days later. I love that for you. This person says, I cried because I forgot something at the grocery store. I have fully done that. When you go there for one thing, you get 15 other items. You don't get what you initially went there. Oh, I cried the other day over a screwdriver. I was trying to get a screwdriver from my new apartment to take down something from my old apartment. And I forgot to grab it 4 separate times. I was sobbing on 490.
So I just got a text from my ex-girlfriend. This is the one I was with when I was living in Rochester and then left at Terminal A at the Rochester airport to move to Los Angeles.
So, yeah.
And she writes in and she goes, let me get this straight. You bawled your eyes out at getting rid of your old car, but you didn't shed a tear leaving me behind at the airport when you got on a plane to move away.
You're like, no, you weren't in my car.
Classic.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I have very exciting news about our bestie, Don Elhart.
What?
Very exciting news from our beloved friend.
He's coming out of retirement.
No, he's not. But the Guinness Book of World Records did officially update his record for the longest career as a television news broadcaster, which now stands at 58 years and 1 day. our dear friend retired from Channel 13 back in June, but he still returns for special projects every now and again. And if you know anything about Rochester, you know Don Elhart is the heartbeat. Yes. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Like, honestly, there is no Rochester
without
Don. There's just not.
He's the Elmer's glue.
He holds us together.
Scott Spisano's the duct tape.
Wow. Shade. But yes.
No,
you're right.
That's what it is.
He's such a great person, and I love that he's still getting accolades even in retirement. You know what I mean?
Well, he deserves them. And you don't find too many people, especially in media today, that are that loyal to one
station. Yeah.
One station. It's incredible.
It's very rare if you're not in this industry, whether it be news, print, radio, it's very hard for you to stay one place. I mean, specifically in news, you have to go to smaller markets and you have to bop around in order to work your way up. And the fact that good old Donnie Boy has been in Rochester his entire career it speaks volume.
Not to mention
who he is as a person.
Being in radio, we can come in here, wear whatever we want to a certain extent.
Mm.
You know how many suits over the years Don has had to buy?
Yeah.
A lot of suits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's kept Men's Warehouse in business for 50-something years.
I mean, the guy wrote a children's book during COVID. He's an absolute legend, rock star, iconic.
And also one of the nicest guys. If you ever had the chance to speak with him in person,
mm-hmm.
he'll always give you the time of day. So I hope you're enjoying retirement, Don.
Yes.
Coming up on the show, Raina from Hilton says she has been struggling as a single mother with her 11-year-old son's constant outburst. If you've been there, done that, maybe you can relate, but the problem she is facing is how much more aggressive and verbally abusive her son is becoming. Mm. We have Raina on hold. We're going to get her on the show with us to see how we can help. Coming up after the break on PXY. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. Before we get into Parental Confidential, just a heads up, Breezy and I do have tickets for Ja Rule in Nelly that we're going to be giving away in the next hour. Make sure you listen to when they're coming to Darien Lake August 1st.
Keep your pants on, ladies.
It's your chance to win them before you can buy them. We were more than happy this morning to get Raina on the air with us for Parental Confidential, who says she has been struggling as a single mother with her 11-year-old son in his constant outburst. Now, if you've been there, done that, if this is something you can relate to, we'd love for you to call in and try and point her in the right direction.
Right.
She could really use some help. But I think what's so alarming about Raina's situation is that her son seems to be getting more aggressive, more verbally abusive as time goes on.
Right.
Let's get her on the phone with us. Raina, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. So I'm just desperate, really, for some parenting advice. I'm kind of nervous. Did you want me to just share the whole story of what I wrote in the email?
Yeah. Go. Feel free. Just go ahead and tell us exactly what you wrote.
Okay. For context, I have an 11-year-old son who was upset that I hid his Nintendo Switch to teach him a lesson about taking things from my office.
Uh-oh.
You know, yeah. Silly. I know.
Been there. My mom did the same thing.
Not the Nintendo Switch.
He became really upset and escalated to swearing and screaming and basically told me I should go kill myself.
Yikes.
That's really dark.
Yeah.
That's really dark.
Is that the first? Is that the first time he's ever said something to you like that?
Yes. To that degree, yes. I was completely shocked. I mean, we have a really open approach to mental health and, you know, he's aware of my own struggles, of which feeling suicidal at one point.
Jeez.
But he has ADHD and at times he could just like snap at me or react so quickly. But this is the worst it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
When those words came out of his mouth, what was your response? I mean, did you chase him around the house with a wooden spoon or did you just kind of like totally in shock?
I was in shock. I left the room. I didn't want him to see me crying, but I left the room and I just started hysterical crying. I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night. And then the next day I didn't know what to do. So I just tried to act like nothing happened because I didn't know what to say. you know?
Yeah, that is that. I think for a lot of us, that's a conversation that was always going to be had. If something like that was said, that's not swept under the rug. So yeah. I can imagine that you went to just crumble in the corner. That's a lot to hear from an 11-year-old, especially your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but his father was very abusive.
Is he no longer in the picture?
Absolutely. We haven't seen him in years.
Got it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does that add another layer of worry to you?
100%. 100%. Yeah. Because my son was old enough to know his father. So he only left, I want to say, 4 years ago. So my son was old enough to, like, understand what was going on. And there was a time where something traumatic went on, and he just basically told me to kill myself in front of my son.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And, yeah, I mean, he was blackout drunk. It was a whole thing. And, unfortunately, my son overheard it. And, of course, I didn't want him to hear this or witness this, but he did. And so, you know, fast forward to now, you know, I know he was being impulsive when he said what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell when he said it, he was like almost shocked himself and he was upset, but the words came out of his mouth. You know, there's no doubt about it.
And it probably gave you so many flashbacks to when your ex said the same exact thing.
It was very traumatic. Very traumatic. I've been doing good. You know, like I said before, I have my own mental health struggles, you know, depression, anxiety, all that. And so I've been doing okay. You know, I want to be a beacon of light for my son, but that kind of took me down a few pegs. I mean, I feel like I was scraped off the bottom of a shoe. Like, what I thought, I've been doing the best I can as a mother. You know, I'm a single mom. Like, I can only do so much, and I'm proud of what I've done for my son, but I don't want him to become like his father. I mean, that's the fear, right? As he gets older, he says these things and then there's actions behind it. And,
sure.
You know, he meets somebody and says the same. And I want to stop the cycle. So
yeah, I don't know. Try not to beat yourself up too much. Kids will say all types of things they don't mean in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it all the time. And God knows I felt horrible after if I said something to my mother I didn't mean because I was pissed off.
Right.
But of course, I can totally understand where you're coming from with the past experiences and situations that you had to face with your ex. And clearly, you're scared your son has picked up on some of those toxic traits.
And just like the whole idea of that's your son, he's half you, half your ex. It probably, you see the traits and you're like, oh my God, I don't want my son to end up that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's any therapist or parents listening that may be able to share with me, like, how do we even go about approaching this?
Right.
So he understands, like, this could never happen again. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there is plenty of parents and a couple of therapists listening, and hopefully some of them might be able to point you in the right direction. If you can, and you've heard this, 585-252-9800 to help our friend Ray now here. Thanks for agreeing to come on and share that with us.
Yeah,
I know it's tough to talk about.
But, it is, but, yeah, but it's, I'm hoping to get some clarity. So thank you, guys.
I hope so, too. Yeah, thank you, Raina. We'll get to some calls and texts that are already coming in. So make sure you tune in and listen to see if anyone can help out.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, you as well.
Okay, bye. All right, that's kind of heavy. We had Terry that was messaging in here when... As soon as Raina brought up the fact with her ex, she messaged in and said, therapy, therapy, therapy. Mm-hmm. And I know it's the last thing you want to hear because most listeners might echo the same advice, but this was literally how my ex was as a kid. And his mom didn't get him any or enough help. And he turned out to be a horrible person that was basically a spitting image of his abusive father. Mm-hmm. I know you said your son wasn't around, a whole lot to witness your ex. Well, he kind of was. But it gets harder from here. Teens with anger issues are scary. Take it from a former one, but definitely get him the help.
This person says, take away the video games. That's what he learned. That's where he learned it. They talk like that on Discord all the time. This person says, I think it seems like you want to handle it like an adult and have a stern talking with him. But what he needed to see was you crying. Yelling at him isn't going to fix anything. It's just going to make him more angry. Mm-hmm. You need to make him feel empathetic and realize how much he actually hurt you. Also, this kind of extreme reaction shows addiction. He needs to limit his video game time, screen time, etc.
Yeah. As soon as she took it away, he just started tweaking out.
Yeah.
I was an ADHD kid that was borderline violent, had outburst. And the listener goes on to say, my parents just physically and emotionally abused me for it. I'm 30. I'm still trying to figure it out. But whatever you do, don't make him feel like he's the problem. Definitely do a huge cut in screen time, but spend time with him one-on-one. It's the one thing I wish I had as a child. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This person says he needs therapy. This behavior isn't normal. How is he acting in school? This person says, okay, why not actually take him to family therapy? That could be a little bit more beneficial. This person says therapy and consistency is absolutely huge. My son does the same stuff, has ADHD, and his dad was also abusive.
Yeah, because it's not just him that needs it. It sounds like Raina definitely could use it as well.
Yeah.
So if the two of them went together, it probably definitely is more beneficial.
For sure. This person says definitely should be in there for both of you if you're not already. Also, I think you should have allowed him to see you cry, because it's going to be way more impactful, kind of echoing what that person said before. And it needs to be addressed immediately before things escalate to a place you don't want them. A point of no return, if you want to put it that way.
Sure.
And also, like, I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy that these outbursts are happening and you feel out of control, because not saying like you're crazy or anything, but I'm just saying there's a lot of parents that go through this, and a lot of parents that are like, I'm at such a loss. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn.
Yeah. I want to go over to Tommy real quick. Tommy says, hey guys, I'm a parent. Young kids today have us wrapped up in scared parenting. If you take away anything, they will say they will run away. My two boys now are young teens, but it doesn't always get better. Now, even with young adults, they get moody. They won't say what's really wrong. They will never understand until they are parents themselves one day. I think therapy is definitely something that both of you should attend together. And then Krista says, I'd remove gaming opportunities for a few weeks, especially if he games online. I reintroduce his gaming system on a limited time basis and see how he manages that. But frankly, if he games online, I'd remove that altogether. The things people say to each other online can be vile, and kids will absolutely pick it up. Good luck, Raina. That came in from Krista. We had a therapist that messaged in and left her contact, and I'm more than happy to send that over to Raina, which I will do.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. Appreciate all the love and all the help that you offer a lot of our people here and listeners that jump on Parental. If it's something you ever want to do and you want to leave a message with us, you can do it on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester, or, of course, our Facebook at 98PXY. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 98PXY.